history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Mordina Rob, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Looking forward to seeing you in the studio next week.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Yeah, brilliant.
Great news.
First time I've been out of Papakura.
You're what now?
How many weeks? First time I've been out of Papakura district.
In a long time. Well, it'll be good to see you.
Time.
What have you brought us from the Mind Trench today?
Right, now, I've got two stories here. Like, the first one, I really, really like this. I love stories like this, nice and positive. Auckland Zoo is releasing 42 extremely endangered skinks back into the South Island, just north of Hookatikka.
Nice.
Nice.
I'd just like to say, Hookatikka is my favourite name place in New Zealand. I love it.
It's a good name.
Think about that name. I can't mispronounce it.
That's
which
true.
Is a bonus for me.
That is a bonus
anyway.
For you. You do try. I love skinks. I just want to put that out there before we get further into this.
Yeah.
They are so cool.
Yeah.
They're just like, I remember when you were a kid and you'd see a skink, it feels like you've seen, like, something magic because they move so fast.
Little baby dinosaurs they look like to me.
They do.
Anyway, the Kapitiya skink is one of 130 species of native skink, and it's been on the hurry up and sort it out before it's too late list ever since about 150 of them were discovered in 1992.
Whoa.
Right? They're different to other skink species as they have got a very flexible, prehensile tail.
Ooh. I don't know what that means. I'm not going to lie to you.
Neither did I. So I looked it up, and it's animal's limb or tail capable of grasping mainly in trees.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty cool.
Like monkeys have got prehensile tails.
Uh-huh.
You know, spider monkeys and all that. But lead scientists believe that they originally their habitat was in trees.
Right.
Although they were actually found in a paddock. So, and they got a salmon pink tail as well, which is really quite nice.
Oh, I like that.
After the 2018 cyclone Behi smashed through the west coast, they lost 40% of their habitat.
Whoa.
Plus,
that's a lot.
They got predators. Now, I was really surprised with these predators. Mice and hedgehogs. Disappointed in hedgehogs there. Cats, rats and weasels and stoats have been having a right go, and weckers as well.
Blimmin'
so,
weckers. I appreciate that all of them.
Well.
Yeah, cats, all of those other predators, those introduced species, they're already on list of they're not good for the native flora and fauna here. But
no,
weckers.
I'm just putting it out, this might be a bit controversial, but cat owners, just think about this. Get rid of your cat, get a stink.
What would you do if your cat got a skink, did you say?
No, get rid of your cat, like send them to a farm or something, and buy a skink instead. Don't ever buy cats anymore.
Somalia Gareth this morning. I just want to say about the weka before we move on from that, that I have personal beef with wekas because I remember being a kid and we were camping in the South Island and a weka did a large poo in my shoe, which
ew.
I put on and discovered. I don't know how it managed to do that, but they are like demons, weckers. They will eat anything that's out there. They will walk into the house. They will they don't care. They you're in their space, which is probably fair enough. But yeah, I'm not a huge wecker fan. Cheeky, they are.
Yeah. Anyway, so they really threatened. So DOC sent 50 on to Auckland Zoo, and they did a successful breeding program. Now they've increased that. This is, I get annoyed, they've increased that between 65 and 70. That makes no sense. How many have they got?
They
can't be that difficult to count them, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think you counted that guy already.
and they've bought some predator-free area, and they're going to put them back, and they got a predator-proof fence. I don't know how that works.
They'll be all right. They'll know what to do.
They'll surely.
How would you get a predator-proof fence? because all them predators will just get through there. I just don't understand.
They're pretty hard out. I mean, the one in Zealandia in Pōneke is pretty amazing, and they have so many volunteers that check the fence.
Oh, okay.
My cousin used to do that. Actually, he probably still does. He'd go for his run every morning at like 5 a.m. with a head torch on and check the fence.
I was
wondering how they sorted it out. But they're going to hold the rest of them back until they get a bit bigger, and they're going to put them back. And I reckon there's about 250 of them in the wild.
Well, I mean, that's actually a tiny amount, but, like, that's great that they're still there. They're still hanging out.
Yeah. Now, finally, I always get drawn to headlines, and then I get really disappointed. And I read this one, "Can you read the mind of a jellyfish?"
Now,
my instant thought was, well, why would you want to?
What's going on in that jellyfish brain anyway?
I mean, they don't really do anything. But everything's got its place on this planet, or apart from Piers Morgan. But all they do is float about. But actually, what it was, it's all got to do with the fact they got their see-through. You can watch the glow of their neural activity.
That is so cool.
That is cool. That's pretty amazing.
Imagine if humans were like that. You could just see your brain glowing.
I've actually been thinking about that. Look. It'd be great now, but we'd have been used to it. It wouldn't have made no difference. You go, I wonder if our skin, you couldn't see through it.
So mysterious.
Yeah, that's it.
That's great. I love that.
I've got a blinder for next week. I don't want to do it on the phone because it...
Save it up for the in-person return.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you, Rob, next week.
Yep.
But you'll be back on Saturday as well, weekend. That's going to be great.
Really looking forward to that.
You have picked us a huge Massive Attack track this morning. What are we listening to?
Rising Sun. I just love this. This is good for this time in the morning. Same, it wasn't a bit more sunny, but, you know.
Maybe it'll encourage it to come out. Who knows?
Yes.
Hey, thanks for that, Rob. Have a lovely day. We'll see you in person next week. Woohoo!
Yeah, can't wait. All right, see you later. Take care, everybody.
See ya.
Next week. See ya.
Remote control, they come to move your soul.
Thank you to the Bard of Bollocks for bringing us skinks and jellyfish this morning and a bit of Massive Attack. This is Rising Sun. You are on The Breakfast Show here at 95BFM. It will be so great to have Rob back in the studio next week. We have missed him here.
Yeah, I've missed everyone. I can't wait to have everyone back.
Yeah, it's going
to
be nice. It's going to be weird.
It will be weird.
But in a good way.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95BFM.